Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and I will call back to order the June 21st meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. Thanks, members, for rushing here from lunch. We have two bills to deal with, and we will take them in order. And we will start with House Bill 2100. I will open a work session on House Bill 2100A. Members, yesterday we had this posted, but we did not yet have the paperwork, and now everything is in order. And Erin, we didn't actually talk about it because we didn't have the amendment yet, so do you want to go ahead and explain what the amendment does?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, what you have before you is the -A11 amendment. It is a conflict amendment to deal with several other bills that have made their way through the process, primarily Senate Bill 353 and House Bill 2600. What the crux of the conflict is related to the term mental retardation and replaces it with intellectual disabilities or other developmental disabilities. There is a no revenue, no fiscal impact on the measure, and just to summarize briefly, the bill as is, House Bill 2100 establishes 11-member pharmacy and therapeutic committee to perform functions of drug use review board and functions of health services commission and health resources commission. It does abolish those two commissions.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move the amendment as presented.
Okay, so Senator Atkinson has moved the -A11 amendment to House Bill 2100A. Is there any discussion on this amendment? The chair will just clarify that this is basically a technical and conflict amendment. There were other amendments proposed that made more substantive changes to the bill, but that is not what we are entertaining in the -A11. Any other discussion on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Okay, amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the bill as amended before the due pass recommendation.
Senator Atkinson has moved House Bill 2100 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Erin, did we have a carrier for this bill? I cannot remember because it's a committee bill. So
we do not have a carrier already, Madam Chair, but we can certainly talk about it.
We will assign a carrier
after the meeting.
And I will close the work session on House Bill 2100. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 2726A. And Erin, I know we've had a lot of paper flying back and forth, so I'll give you a moment to just make sure that members have the latest paperwork in front of them. And if you'd like to explain what the bill and the amendment does, that would be great.
Certainly, Madam Chair. House Bill 2726A requires Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules establishing certification system for smoke shop, requires certification every 5 years instead of annually, modifies definition of smoke shop for purpose of Oregon Indoor Clean Air Act by limiting seating to 4 persons, prohibiting food and beverage, allowing smoking for sampling only, and granting OHA unannounced inspection authority, creates grandfather clause to allow existing smoke lounges to continue operating and include those with applications pending before December 31st, 2010, whose certification process is complete by July 1, 2011, allows smoke shop to change owners and to move to new locations not larger than 3,500 square feet, specifies that new location larger than 2,500 square feet may not be more than 10% larger than previous location, prohibits smoke lounges from transitioning into cigarette smoking lounges, and specifies that cigarettes may not be smoked unless 75% of revenues are from cigarettes, increases violations, and declares emergency effect upon passage. You do have a -A10 amendment. The -A10 adds requirement that OHA certified businesses that as of December 31st, 2008 were either standalone businesses or had other ventilation systems that exhaust smoke, and in accordance with state building code standards, in order to be certified business must have met the following criteria by December 31st, 2008, is primarily engaged in the sale of tobacco products and smoking instruments intended for off-premises consumption or use with at least 75% of the gross revenues of the business resulting from such sales, prohibits persons under 18 years of age from entering premises, does not offer video lottery games, does not sell, offer, or allow on-premise consumption of food and beverages, including alcoholic beverages, and allows smoke shops that met specified criteria as of December 31st, 2008 to continue to be certified, and allows smoke shop in attached structure to continue to be certified in new location if new location meets size constraints outlined in the bill. Changes and the amendment also changes application filing deadline from December 31st, 2010 to effective date of the Act and changes final certification deadline from July 1, 2011 to December 31st, 2012. We did receive a fiscal statement on the measure. We have a minimal revenue impact on the amendment, and I'm sorry, the fiscal statement is on the -A10 amendment. We did receive a written testimony from the American Heart Association, from the Tosco group as well, and then also from Fred Yates, and that is all, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Erin, and I apologize to people who would like to talk about this bill today. Because it is late in the session, we really don't have time to take testimony. I think Erin did point that we do have in our file at least three pieces of written testimony in opposition to the A10 amendments, one of which is from the Cancer Heart Association, Lung Association, Northwest Health Foundation, Nurses Association, and Upstream Public Health and the Oregon Public Health Association. We also have the fiscal, which is what we did not have yesterday, and so that should be in your file as well. We did not have time to discuss this bill. It came to us from Judiciary. There are significant changes in the -A10 amendments. So we are in a work session,
Madam
members.
Chair.
Yes, Senator Atkinson.
I move the amendments as presented.
Senator Atkinson moves the -A10 amendment to House Bill 2726. Is there discussion on the amendment?
Madam Chair, I'll be opposing the amendment because it seriously weakens the bill, and hookah bars are a growing threat to public health.
Thank you, Senator Burdick. Any further discussion on the amendment? Okay. Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
No.
Vice Chair Farioli?
Aye.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. And the amendment is adopted. And Senator Atkinson?
Madam Chair, I would move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Atkinson has moved House Bill 2726A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, the chair will comment that she is voting to move the bill to the floor today, but as I want to associate myself with Senator Burdick's earlier comments that this bill makes significant changes and rollbacks to the Indoor Clean Air Act, and that I have serious concerns about the bill as it's moving out of here today. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion, Senator Burdick?
Madam Chair, I will just say what the chair said.
Thank you, Senator Burdick.
How do you do that?
Okay,
nice.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, I could have said ditto or something.
Any objection to the motion?
Medicinal.
Okay, motion carries. Senator Beyer, would you be willing to carry this bill on the floor?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And members, I think that completes,
exciting.
I'll close the work session on House Bill 2726. I think that completes the bills that we have at the moment. Obviously, it's rules, so. As we know, there always could be something new, so stay tuned, and we will attempt to stay in touch with you and let you know if we have any need for further meetings, in addition to our meeting on the side aisle to adopt the sign and die motion. With nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned.